Oh, that's right. Continuation of the I Love Ann show. And I tell you what, I told you we'd be talking to the old Farmer's Almanac. And I do have Sarah Perrott on the air with us. Sarah is the senior associate editor, and she's been with the Old Farmer's Almanac since 2003. I like the fact that she works on all their products from fact-checking, photo researching, writing, editing, and proofing all things almanac. She should be a good expert here today. How you doing today, Sarah?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very good, very good. Are you up in the great state of New Hampshire?
That I am. It's a beautiful morning in New Hampshire.
Is it starting to feel like fall, or is it still a little summery?
It's very fall-like this morning, but we're getting humidity this afternoon. So fall in the morning, summer in the afternoon.
I actually grew up in Maine, so very familiar with New Hampshire.
Maine is a beautiful state.
It is. It is. But so is New Hampshire. So, you know, the Farmer's Almanac has been around since 1792. That's a long time for a publication, isn't it?
It is. We're actually the oldest continuously published periodical in North America. We started 223 years ago when George Washington was president.
That's hard to believe that something could survive. The challenges must be hard today, though.
It was hard. There were some years where we actually were looking that we might not be able to be published, but we made it through every year.
That's terrific. I like the Robert B. Thomas's guides. His main focus was, our main endeavor is to be useful, but with a pleasant degree of humor.
That's exactly right. You know, we want you to pull out the book when you need some information, some gardening advice, but we also want you to pull out the book when you're relaxing and you just want to read for fun.
Yes, and I like the fact that it still has the hook on, you know, the hole punch up there in the corner so you can hang it.
You know, we asked, I think it was in the 90s, we asked our readers if they'd be okay if we stopped punching that hole because it cost us a lot of money to punch that hole.
Sure.
And it was unanimous, don't mess with tradition, we need the hole in the corner, so we kept it.
Well, one of the things that amazes me, particularly when we look at weather forecasting today and how precise it can be with all the radar and everything, but the Farmer's Almanac still predicts the weather, and I understand it's supposed to be about 80% accurate, but even today you say you've got his formula is kept safely tucked away in a black tin box at the Almanac offices?
That is true. I've seen the box, but I'm not allowed to look into the box.
Well, then how do you know how to predict it?
Well, I'm not the one making the predictions. Lucky that.
Well, how does it work?
Well, we are using three scientific disciplines. We're using solar science, climatology, and meteorology, which is what the formula was based on back in 1792. But obviously, as technology is available to us, we do get to add more of that into our formula. So it's really just been enhanced, but it's still based on the same three principles that Robert B. Thomas was using.
That's right. And I understand that, what was it, in 1938, they actually dropped the weather from it?
Yeah, that was one of the editors' brain-dead ideas to take the weather forecasts out, and it wasn't a good year for the Old Farmer's Almanac, and they brought them right back.
So people really depend on what the Old Farmer's Almanac is saying when it comes particularly farmers and planting, et cetera?
I think we're trusted. We've been around so long. We admit when we're wrong. You know, we're not right all the time. So I think it's kind of like, you know, a friendship between us and our readers.
Well, it's pretty amazing. Now, how do they come up with the right day to plant stuff and things like that?
That's all based on the moon's astrological place. We actually work with an astrologer. She lives in New Hampshire, and she does whatever astrologers do and comes up with the dates for the best days to plant or the best days to harvest or any of the other best days.
Wow, because, you know, if you miss that date, what does that mean, Sarah?
I think you're safe to plant on any of the other days. It's just if you do it on those particular days, it's supposed to be more successful, your crops will be bigger, more beautiful, things like that.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the things that I was reading as I was perusing last night, the new Farmer's Almanac, that just came out, right?
Yeah, the Old Farmer's Almanac comes out every fall, a little bit early this year. We came out in August instead of September.
Okay. But I was looking at it, and it said, store tomatoes with their stem ends pointing down. They will stay fresh longer.
Absolutely. Try it. Put one side by side, one upside down, one right side up, but see which one lasts longer.
That is phenomenal. I never knew that, and yet that seems like such a simple little tip.
Well, again, useful with a pleasant degree of humor.
That's right. That's right. So what brought you to the Farmer's Almanac, the Old Farmer's Almanac?
I was born and raised in New Hampshire. I haven't strayed very far. It was always in my house. I always knew about it. It was at my grandparents' house, at my aunt and uncle's houses. And I was very interested in English literature. So when I went to college, I got an English degree. And lucky me, a job opened up at the Old Farmer's Almanac shortly after I graduated. And I've been here for 11 years.
Wow. Well, that has to be quite a bit different than working in biotechnology and pharmaceutical publishing.
It's very different. That is where I was before I came to the Old Farmer's Almanac. It's night and day.
I'll bet. I'll bet. So do you get lots of people sending in things that they'd like to have published, and is it your job to investigate whether these things should be true or not? Like, have you've tried this tip with the tomatoes upside down and right side up?
I am not a tomato grower myself, but we have a gardening expert on our staff, and she insists that it's true.
Okay.
We do have people sending in ideas or tips, and depending on what they are, they get distributed through our staff. We have a staff of 7 editorial members, so it all depends on what the expertise is for the tip.
But do y'all actually test the tips to see if they work out to be correct?
We've tested most of them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I would think that if the Old Farmer's Almanac. Now, why do you keep the Old Farmer's Almanac? Why isn't it just the Farmer's Almanac?
There are several almanacs that are just called the Farmer's Almanac, so it's confusing, I think.
Oh, okay.
For people who are looking for us, so we're distinguished by being the Old Farmer's Almanac. We started in 1792 as the Farmer's Almanac, but you know, all the copycats jumped on board, and now we have to differentiate ourselves.
Now, the other thing that I noticed, we have different editions for different areas of the country.
That's right. We have a Western edition, a Southern edition, a Canadian edition, and then what we call the National edition, which is for, like, the Northeast.
The Northeast. Well, what about the Midwest? Where do they fall?
It depends. They could use the National edition. The only thing different about the editions is the tide times, and in the Midwest, they're not really worried about tides, and your astronomical highlights in the sky, but no matter where you are, you have to do the calculations for that, which are all gone step by step through the how do I use this
right.
part of the almanac.
Right. So what do you think is the most interesting part of the Old Farmer's Almanac?
I think people are fascinated by the weather because we do it so far in advance. And it's been so accurate. Last year, we were a little bit above average at 81% accurate. But my favorite part of the book is all the recipes. I'm not sure that people pick up the Old Farmer's Almanac for cooking, but that's my favorite part.
Now, you also have a web component. People can go on the web.
Right. Our web address is almanac.com, and you'll find everything from weather for your area right now, weather for next month, or we have lots of gardening advice. You can ask questions if you're having trouble with something. We've got a pet section. We have thousands of recipes. It's really just an extension of the book.
Sure. So how much does the almanac cost now, the Old Farmer's Almanac?
It's a bargain price at $6.99.
That is, and it's good for a year.
You can use it all year long.
That's right. I was just looking at some of your recipes in here. Slow cooker barbecue brisket, roasted autumn vegetables. I'm telling you what, southwestern pumpkin burgers. These sound pretty healthy too.
They are. They're delicious. They're all these. Those recipes are all from our brand new cookbook called Comfort Food. It's just over 200 mouthwateringly delicious comfort food recipes. Comfort food's different for everybody. Maybe someone likes meatloaf or apple pie. I myself love those pumpkin burgers. So it's just food that makes you feel good.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you know, one of the last things that I want to ask you about is the cover of the Old Farmer's Almanac. It's very interesting. It doesn't change, does it?
The only thing that changed about it is the year on the front.
Right.
So this year it says 2015 because it's for next year that's coming up. But the seasons stay the same. We have a picture of Robert B. Thomas and a picture of Benjamin Franklin on the cover. It's pale yellow every year, just so when you see it, you know what it is.
That's right, that's right. But it's pretty interesting that they still have the four seasons still on it. I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, we like to stick with tradition.
Well, you are from New Hampshire, aren't you?
Oh, that sounded like Maine to me.
That did sound a lot like Maine, didn't it? Well, listen, Sarah, this certainly has been great. I understand you're sending us some copies that we're going to give away on our show, Giveaway Friday, so we'll be looking forward to those.
Great. I hope your readers, or not your readers, I hope your listeners enjoy them.
We hope our listeners read them. There you go.
Yay.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us today.
Thanks. You have a great morning.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. Sarah Perrault right here on WCRS. She is the Senior Associate Editor, and she joined the Old Farmer's Almanac back in 2003. So she has been enjoying what she's been doing for years and years. We are going to have some copies to give away, but if you don't score one with us, of course you can buy it. They're $6.99. And they're available on the web also, almanac.com. So make sure you check all that out.